Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome, friends of Be Calm on Awe Island. Before we begin, we have a message for our caring adults. We've updated our Awe Island merchandise. Now you have three options for your relaxing t-shirt, blanket, or sweatshirt, including our brand new Dragon Breath design. Go to our website, aweisland.com, and order a comfy t-shirt from our merchandise page. Your purchase is one way to support our team, so we can keep providing you with original stories and meditations. Thank you for your help. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by squishing our toes together really tight. Pretend you are picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Pick up the banana again. Hold it tight with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your foot and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time. Hold the banana tight with your toes and let it go. Remember to breathe in and out slowly. Now, let's make our toes point up, up, up to the sky. Let your toes relax back to where they were. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, let's make our toes point up and let them relax. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Let's point our toes up to the sky and let them relax. Breathe in and out. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Are you ready for the next one? Let's squeeze our hands really tight in a ball. We're holding a star inside our hands, and we don't want to let it go. Keep holding those stars. Oh my goodness, they are tickling my hands. Are they tickling yours? We better let them go. Ready? Breathe in and out. Now let go. Feel your hands float down as you imagine the stars sparkling up to the sky. Okay. Find your shoulders and touch them. Now that you have found your shoulders, you are going to bring them up to your ears and squeeze. Let your shoulders fall back down and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and breathe in and out. I hope you are relaxing. Now we're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Oh my, do we all look grumpy. Keep making the grumpy face and 1, 2, 3, let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, make a grumpy face. And 1, 2, 3. Now relax and take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. 1, 2, 3. Let your head relax and breathe in and out. Now, squeeze your whole body together like you are trying to fit in a very small box. Arms and legs, hands and feet, grumpy faces. Squish everything up at the same time. Good job. Keep squishing everything together and let everything relax back to where they were. Breathe in and out. Again, squish your whole body together and relax. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, squish your body together and relax with another deep dragon breath in and out. Are your arms relaxed? Are your legs relaxed? I hope we don't have any more grumpy faces. Okay, we are almost ready for our story. Just one more thing. Let's take 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling up your chest and belly, and then out. Pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Seahorse Twins. Sunlight streamed down into the dazzling turquoise blue water. Sadie the seahorse basked in its warmth. She closed her eyes and enjoyed the moment of peace drifting on the gentle current. As the little seahorse began to feel a little hot, the current floated her out of the sunbeam. She opened her eyes and looked around. The waters were filled with life. Fish surrounded her. However, none of them looked anything like her. Sometimes it was nice to be unique. All the other fish knew Sadie by name, and she never mistook her shadow for something else. Despite this, the little seahorse longed to have someone to spend time with who was just a little similar to her. Maybe there was someone who liked to drift along the currents, enjoying each moment rather than swimming away as quickly as possible and on to the next thing. Maybe there was someone who could hold on to the seaweed and coral with their tail. Sadie hoped she would find someone like that. Then she took a deep dragon breath in and out. And decided she would look. Floating on the currents, Sadie watched for someone like her. She drifted by a great big rock and saw angelfish, sea anemones, and clownfish. They all said, "Hi, Sadie." She smiled, waved her delicate fin, and continued her search. The currents moved Sadie on through a patch of seaweed. The leaves swayed gently, back and forth, back and forth. The little seahorse watched attentively as she drifted through to find someone else like her. She saw a crab, a clam, and a sea urchin. "Hi, Sadie," they called as she drifted past. Again, Sadie smiled and waved her delicate fin. She did enjoy everyone's company. She just wanted to know if there was anyone else like her. So the little seahorse continued on. Then Sadie began to move more quickly. The gentle current she was riding became stronger and stronger. Sadie would have to wait to continue her search. Now she needed to find something to hold on to before she was swept away. As the little seahorse approached a coral reef, she prepared to grab it with her tail. Sweeping right over the top, the little seahorse stretched out her tail and held tightly to a piece of coral. She pulled herself closer to the coral to shelter her from the strong currents as they rolled past. That was close, Sadie thought, settling into the coral reef. The little seahorse peeked around her coral to see what other creatures lived there. And right in front of her was a fish unlike any other peeking around a piece of coral. In fact, Sadie thought, there must be a shiny shell resting there. That's my reflection. As the little seahorse stretched out further from the coral, the other seahorse stretched out further from the coral. When Sadie turned her head, the other seahorse mimicked her. Sadie looked for the edges of a shell to see what had such a clear reflection of her when her reflection sneezed. Achoo! Sadie felt surprised. Was she actually seeing another seahorse? "Hi. I'm Sage. I've never met anyone who looks like me before." "I'm Sadie. You're the first seahorse I've met. Do you like to drift on the currents?" she asked eagerly. "Yes, I thought I was the only one. I get to see so much when I drift along. I think about how much the other fish are missing when they zip by. Although today, the current got a little strong. That's why I'm hanging onto the coral with my tail, Sage said. The same thing happened to me. That's how I drifted here, Sadie replied. The two seahorses talked and laughed, enjoying each other's company. They had so much in common. Then Sadie and Sage yawned. Holding tight to the coral had worn them out. It was time for a nap. Agreeing to chat a bit more later, the two little seahorses snuggled deep into the cozy coral. Sadie wished everyone well, stretched out her tail, and then let it relax into a gentle curl, thinking of all she had to be grateful for. Sadie was grateful to be a unique fish. She was happy to have friends of all kinds. Now the little seahorse was thankful to have found someone who liked the same things she liked. Sadie closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little seahorse took another dragon breath, calming her body. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Sadie fell asleep, dreaming of drifting along a gentle current with her new friend. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.